find out if it really is better down where it's wetter under the sea, why not travel in style? Aston Martin has a new personal submarine on the way. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Aston Martin is a luxury car manufacturer out of England that is more than a century old. In all its time in existence, the company has made only around 80,000 cars. That's not 80,000 cars per year. That's 80,000 cars, period. The company's reputation is built upon expensive sports cars and high-end touring vehicles with elements that are crafted by hand. It's that level of craftsmanship that commands the high prices for Aston Martin vehicles. The fictional super spy James Bond has been known to drive an Aston Martin on occasion, though his cars tend to come with options not available to your average wealthy sports car enthusiast. And now, the company is working on a personal submarine. Aston Martin announced the project at the Monaco Yacht Show, a gathering I am almost certain never to be able to attend unless I land a gig with the catering staff. The codename for the submarine is Project Neptune, which seems rather fitting, and Aston Martin isn't going it alone. The manufacturer chose Triton Submarines as a partner to design, quote, a strictly limited edition vehicle, end quote, according to the company. The design is purely in concept stage, with some artistic renderings showing off what it might look like once it's finished. The profile view of the submarine reminds me of some of the sleek helmet designs you see in games like Destiny. The luxury personal submarine will hold as many as 3 people. And you may wonder how many clams you'd have to plop down to own a sweet little machine like that. According to Merrick Reichman, the chief creative officer for Aston Martin, the price tag will run in the neighborhood of $4 million. According to Bloomberg Pursuits, the submarine will be able to travel at 3 nautical miles per hour, which translates to about 3.5 miles per hour up on land. It can dive to about 1,650 feet. You won't be using this baby to study the Marianas Trench, in other words, but you can really impress some scuba divers. Clearly, the market for these submarines is pretty small. It's a collection of incredibly wealthy people who are growing increasingly bored of this mundane existence we are all trapped within, and they must find something amusing to keep their attention and avoid slipping into malaise. Meanwhile, I'm over in our company's break room trying to avoid slipping in mayonnaise. It's a different world. Lest you think Aston Martin is unique in the personal submarine world, allow me to educate you as to your alternatives should you find yourself in possession of an enormous amount of cash and a desire to live out your fantasy of being Jacques Cousteau. For the low price of $80,000, you can purchase a Seabreacher X. It's a submersible vehicle. Its shape and paint job make it look like a shark with a windshield, which might very well be the coolest sentence to ever be spoken on a podcast. This is more of a recreational vehicle and isn't meant to go on actual dives. At most, you would tend to go a few feet below the surface of the water for just a few seconds at a time. But you can direct it so that you can leap out at a nearly 90-degree angle with respect to the ocean's surface, which is totally boss. The Deep Light Dragon submarine, which retails for about $1.5 million, is a different beast. It's an all-electric vehicle that can dive well below the surface and can tool around underwater for 6 hours before requiring a recharge. There are a few other submarines that are meant to launch from yachts, such as the Ocean Pearl, which can hold 2 people and dive to 3,300 feet. There's a whole line of subs from Aurora that range from a 3-person sub on the smaller side to a 6-person sub on the I have enough money to convince 5 people to get into a glass bubble and dive deep into the ocean with me side of the scale. Typically, you have to inquire with the companies to find out how much these things cost, and as a rule of thumb, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. I've resigned myself to the fact that I will likely never set foot on any of these submersibles and find out what it's like to ride in one for myself, but I do find it fascinating that such a market can even exist. If you are immensely wealthy and you have your own private submarine, consider inviting me out to ride in it. To learn more about how submarines work and explore other topics, such as underwater habitats, subscribe to the podcast Tech Stuff. You can find deep dives, pun intended, on all sorts of topics related to technology. That's all from me for now. See you next time.